Tell me what did you put on this morning?
I put on the armor of God.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio with your host tonight, Minister Darlene Morgan, who will be sharing forth a teaching about putting on the full armor of God. May you continue to keep our ministry in your prayers, and please, we encourage you, help to keep this station going. We need your support. We need your prayers and you sharing forth the on-demand links, listening live, and being part of God's Word going forward 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from every corner of every nation. Reaching Out Radio is all about giving God the glory, reaching out to the hurt and lost. We truly want to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We want to reach out to so many lost into the dark so we can bring them into the light. May the broadcast tonight bless you. May you grow with us in the Word, and I want to turn it over to my dear sister in Christ, Minister Darlene Morgan. Good evening, Darlene.
Good evening, dear. And tonight, my sermon is on putting on the full armor of God. And before I get started, I want to speak briefly to the audience concerning three men of the Bible. One of these men, whose name was Solomon, was the wisest of all men in the Bible. He had great wealth and great power. Another was named Samson. He was the strongest of all men. He killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass, and he toppled a temple with his own bare hands. And lastly, we have David, who was gifted with his devotions to God. He truly loved the Lord and daily sought to honor and glorify him. Yet the Bible tells us that all three of these men fell. As strong and powerful as these three men were, they were no match for the schemes of Satan. Satan and his evil cunningness led Solomon to many, many foreign women, and through them he fell to the temptation and served false gods. Samson, as strong and mighty as he was unable to resist the persistence of a woman. Delilah hounded him into telling her the secret of his strength, and through her betrayal, he ultimately fell. And lastly, David fell into the temptation of lust, which caused him to commit adultery and murder. Are we as Christians any stronger than men of the Bible? God wants us to be strong in him because the spiritual battles can only be won, first of all, by putting on the full armor of God. It is so easy for believers, especially in the Western world where the church is generously prosperous and respected, to become comfortable and unaware of the seriousness of the battles raging around us. The church rejoices in victories that involve no battles. They refuse to fight. They are not interested in the armor of God because they think they are free from war upon their life because they are Christians. But my friends, God gives no deferments and no exemptions. People are at war and will continue to be at war until he returns and takes back the earth. But even the most willing and eager soldiers of Christ are helpless without God's provision. God's provision is his armor. So my topic tonight again is putting on the whole armor of God. And thank you again for having me on your show tonight, Ms. Montel.
It is my pleasure. I always love your messages, and God bless you and your teaching tonight, sis.
Thank you. Many Christians today are strong and can handle a lot of pressure. We can work for very long hours day after day without sleep. We can bear the weight and emotional burdens of our friends and family. Everyone leans on us for support and strength daily. But there are many different kinds of strength. But the most important strength that we need is the strength of the Lord. A true Christian strength is not of our bodies. It is of the Spirit. And it is measured in our faithfulness, our trust, and our perseverance to the Lord. And it is only by the grace of the Lord that we can live by faith. Man's true struggle in this life on earth is against powers and principalities. And the Lord wants us to be strong. There are so many things in this world that we fight against daily. We fight against sickness, fatigue, death of loved ones, failure of lost hopes and dreams, failed marriages, financial problems, and the list goes on and on. We have so many questions in life with so little answers, and most Christians are living with so much pain and don't know the reason why. We have many fights, but again, they are not of this world. Our fight is in the spiritual realm. It is Satan who is fighting against us. It is Satan and his fallen angels, angels of darkness, who seek to destroy our minds, bodies, and souls daily. What does God say about our spiritual battles? God wants us to be strong in him and totally have faith in him. Because, again, we are in a spiritual battle against powerful forces of darkness. Some of our spiritual forces are we fighting against in these days are sickness, sexual temptations, hatred of others and from others, jealousy, addictions such as drugs and alcohol, pornography, even our simple pride. But the one and only way that we can resist the devil is to be prayed up and have on the full armor of God. Once again, I must remind you that we are not fighting against men. We are fighting against mighty hosts of fallen angels. And we cannot fight these battles on our own. We must put on the full armor of God daily. Christians today fall because they don't put on their armor of God. Satan has been attacking me for the last month severely. And the Lord put in my mind, have you been putting on your armor of God? So every day I go to Ephesians 6 and open up the word. People, we have to be prayed up every day before we start our day so that the fiery arrows of Satan can't touch us. And this is what the armor of God consists of. The loin belt of truth that is buckled around our waist. Truth is that revelation of God found only in Christ Jesus and known in the Scripture. Truth holds all things together. And if your faith and hope are not grounded in biblical truth, then whatever you're believing in will eventually fall apart during your spiritual battles. The breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is only given by God through His Son, Jesus Christ. In the Greek, the word breastplate is called a thorax, which means a heart protector. Righteousness is the quality of being right or just in God's eyes and doing things God's way and not our own way. Righteousness is imparted in the heart and spirit, and it must be protected from the lies and deception of the enemy, Satan. The breastplate was placed over the soldier's shoulders to protect both the front and back of the soldier during battle. The bottom of the breastplate was tied to the belt. Notice that the righteousness must be tied to the belt of truth, as there is no righteousness unless we receive the word of God, which is the full truth, John 17:17. His righteousness covering our heart brings freedom to enjoy God's blessings, and it also brings freedom of movement to wage a good warfare against Satan. Our feet are to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In ancient times, Roman soldiers wore boots with nails in them to help brace their feet in all terrains. For us Christians, the gospel of peace with God gives us sure footing and a sound and solid foundation. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to all who believe in Him. It is the good news of the kingdom of God. It is the message of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And above all else, we are to take the shield of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things that we have not yet seen. It is that bond between man and God that truly pleases God. For without our faith in Him, it is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. In the Greek term, stands for the large 2.5 by 4.5 foot shields that the soldiers carried to protect their entire bodies. As long as Christians place their trust totally in God, we will be protected. When our faith and eyes are on God, we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, Satan. In ancient times, these arrows were often tipped with cloth and covered with pitch and ignited. The ideal is that our faith affords us protection against the mighty temptations of Satan. Us believers are to be prepared at all times to take the gospel of peace, Ephesians 6:15, to all people under all circumstances and not be knocked off of our feet by the oppositions that we may encounter by the enemy. We are then to take the helmet of salvation, for it is the greatest of all gifts. Romans 6:23. It is your deliverance from the pits of hell whose grip of sin upon you has been broken through your salvation. You are now free from sin. The helmet of salvation protects your head. For Satan attacks a believer through our assurance of salvation with his weapons of doubt that he places upon our mind and encouragement. As Joyce Myers wrote in her book, The Battlefield Is the Mind, we are to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the Bible, and that which teaches us, guides us, and rebukes and reprimands us for all of our sins. It is worthy of study so that we may learn what is right and acceptable to God. Just as soldiers join together in battle, believers must not fight alone. We must join our faith with others. As for the more shields in a battle and the more faith, the more victory it'll bring. Likewise, Christians can link their shields of faith together when confronting social issues that are contrary to the Bible. One lonely Christian with his or her shield has less protection than the onslaught of, One Christian with his or her own shield has less protection from an onslaught of arrows from the enemy than if he or she were to join with other Christians and link together. We need to stand together and be the army of the Lord. And if you could, my sister, right now, I would love you to play God's Got an Army.
Violence and the violence. with healing in their hand. God's got an army marching through the land.
That song there don't get you wanting to get up and get marching in victory. You might want to check yourself. As for me, I know I'm one of those warriors marching in the end time army. Hoorah! I love that song.
You know, sis, I truly believe that the body of Christ in a whole is lacking in the area of faith. The way the world is today. Go ahead, hon.
I said I agree with that, too. That was something I was teaching on myself the other night. We have power that we can tap into, the power of God, and so many people are walking around defeated, letting the enemy attack their minds, their bodies, and they're not doing like you're teaching tonight, putting on the full armor of God, walking in faith, not by sight, and truly tapping into the power and the victory that we have through Jesus Christ. And right now, the way this world is, it's going to get worse, and we need to be rooted, prayed up, ready to go up, and we need to be clothing ourselves daily and armoring up and preparing for the battle. We're at war daily.
Yes, we are, and Paul told us that we were to work together as Christians in Ephesians 1:10. He used the word one when speaking of Christ's body, the church. He told us that we were to be united in one faith, and we were to stand together. Our country now is truly living upside down. We're believing that what is wrong is right and what is right is wrong. The problem is that we all end up fighting each other over doctrine instead of standing united together, fighting the real enemy of us all, which is Satan. We Christians need to start standing together. If we would stand together, our abortion clinics could be closed down. We could get prayer back in school. We could get drugs and alcohol out of the street. Christians have so much authority, but they let the government run and tell us everything we can do. Our constitution was founded on Christianity, and we don't even have a constitution no more. We have no say, no rights, no anything. And if Christians would stand up and fight for our rights, we might be able to overturn this world and make it a better place.
Amen, amen, Sister Pearl Corbin, and one of her dear sisters is a chaplain also in Christ. They were sharing the other night about the foundation that the LGBTQ, I don't know all the letters in order, I had it written down, but they're teaching about what they want as a platform. And let me tell you, it would be great, and I don't mean no disrespect to anybody, but it would truly be great if Christians would stand up for, like, gays and lesbians and homosexuals and transgenders. They are actually trying to get it passed where there is no legal age for people to be sexually active. So that means they want it to be passed if they wanted to have sex with an 11-year-old, that they could do this. They actually have, I encourage people, if you missed Sister Pearl Corbin's show the other night, to go back and listen and see what they are trying to do. And there's so many businesses that are supporting them, even businesses that are supposed to be Christian. If we would get the fire under us that they have fighting for the platforms, they want to get rid of Christianity. they want so many things their way that go against God. And some of the things they want are sick and they're dangerous. But you know what? They're not scared to stand up and be a voice. And I pray that God puts fire under Christians to have that same courage to go forth. He needs an end-time army that's standing up, that's not scared to stand up and be a voice against all the armies that the enemy is raising. And that's why we need to be doing, as Minister Darlene Morgan is telling us, we need to be clothing ourselves. We need to be voices. We need to have faith like David before he went before Goliath, like Daniel in the lion's den, the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, Noah, when he built the ark. Every one of them knew that God was with them, and they didn't back down because they knew God was backing them up. So why is it so many Christians today are walking around defeated, meowing like little kittens instead of being roaring lions like God has called us to be? We have the power, and if he can be for us, who can be against us? It's time to stand up. He needs warriors going forth.
Exactly. If you would picture a pile of wood or kindle, and you light a match and throw it on that pile, one branch lights, then it starts another, then it starts another, then it starts another, and eventually you have a bonfire blazing out of control. If one Christian would stand up for some of these things that people are doing and speak out, then another one would stand, and another, and we could all overtake the government and bring our constitutions back and bring our world back to what it's supposed to be. And I seen that the other day about what you're talking about, sex, any age. It's outrageous. Nothing is pure and sacred no more anywhere for our children or our families. Nowhere.
And they're going to be teaching the 31st, I do believe. It's on a Friday. It's the 30th or 31st. But they're going to be teaching on the effect that it has on children. And I'm telling you, these ladies are in with a lot of politicians. They know a lot of things. They're well-educated. And they're sharing straight from the platform of this organization and the things that they demand and that they want. And they're working towards. We need to be praying against these things, because if they get some of these things passed through, our world's going to be in trouble. We've already seen the Supreme Court legalize gay marriage, and they were sharing on that too. That is not of God. God didn't create Adam and Steve. God created Adam and Eve. And I mean, no offense to anyone, and I love everybody. I've had friends that are homosexuals. But the thing is, I love them enough to tell them the truth. That's an abomination, and if they don't repent and turn to the right way as God planned it, they're headed for hell. And we got to be strong enough and courageous enough in the Lord to be willing to tell people the truth, not condemn them, not go throw big rallies and hate on them, come against them. No, we need to teach them in love, show forth Christ-like love, because when Jesus Christ came into the world, he didn't come in condemnation. He came in love, and he made a way. And we need to be brave enough to speak and share the truth, but ask God to give us words and to lead us in wisdom and share forth the truth. Because right now, there are so many people that are headed to hell. And it is our job. God called us all to go forth and be disciples and to make disciples of men. But so many people are just sitting back. They're focused and building on things of this world. Many of them's bound in fear, and they're not going forth as the warriors that God called them to be. We need to rise up, rise up. God gave me a prophetic word a few months back, and he said he needs end-day warriors to rise up, go forth. And I'm telling you, if you look at the signs of time, the unveiling is coming. It's preparing the way for the return of the Lord. And we need to be found ready, and we need to be sharing forth the word so our loved ones can be found ready. And I just encourage you in that. Be a voice. Don't let fear overtake you. God did not give us a spirit of fear. That's the lie of the enemy. God gives us the power to rebuke him. We can bind him up and cast him out and command him back to hell. Even his dark angels, command them back. Don't give him a chance to go into someone else. We have that power and authority, and we need to start tapping into it and not accepting defeat. Jesus Christ went and he took the keys for us straight from hell. We have victory through him. So start walking. Start walking in that victory and quit being defeated. Rise up, warriors. Rise up. I feel that tonight. I feel that urgency. Rise up. God will use you. When he sees you're willing to be used, he will use you and equip you with all your need. He will prepare your way. He will guide you, and he will not give you a spirit of fear. He will call you to be a warrior. Praise God. I get excited in that. Nothing is impossible with him. And I just really want to hear warriors out there. That song got me excited. I love that song. And as for me, I want to be one of those warriors. I want to keep being used until God tells me to sit down and be quiet. You're going to hear this girl keep roaring.
Amen. And I love what the word tells us, that where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them, Matthew 18:20. And that's why your radio program is so important, because all of us come together on different nights and put the word out. And the more that's gathered together and the more of us speaking, the more fiery darts Satan tries to throw against us, we can put them out by the word.
Amen.
And getting back to our armor, Isaiah 21:5, the prophet Isaiah instructed men to anoint their shield, to prepare them for battle. The oil represents the Holy Spirit. As oil was used to anoint spiritual leaders in the Bible, afterwards the Holy Spirit would come upon them. That's in 1 Samuel 16:13. Our faith must be anointed or energized by the fresh oil of the Holy Spirit daily, so we can effectively quench or put out the fiery arrows of the devil. Our shields must be regularly anointed by solid and practical teachings about the Word of God, again, since the oil represents the Holy Spirit. So people ask, how do we anoint our shields? Jude verse 20 says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." We must build ourselves up in faith by praying in our prayer language, or some people call it tongues, speaking in the Spirit. Since our faith is our shield, we need to build up that shield, build up that faith by prayer in God and worshiping God daily. We must pray daily, pray often, and pray hard. And with our, when our faith starts lacking, we need to add praise to God with our prayers. The fiery darts of Satan are the sudden thoughts the adversary shoots into our minds, setting our imaginations on fire as the mental images and thoughts or whispering words burn into our conscience. And you are overwhelmed by the burning sensation or at times images and pouring into our mind. It is the Word of God and only the Word of God and confidence in Christ that strengthens our shield, preventing the sudden fire from moving out of our thoughts and turning into actions. Satan, like George Meyer wrote in her book, our mind is the battlefield. Satan tells people that they're no good, they're worthless, we're sick, we're defeated, we're never going to amount to anything. It's back to hung by the tongue. If we walk around daily talking about we're defeated and we're this and we're that, Satan wins. We need to wake up again and put on the full armor of God. We need to be prayed up, praised up every single day, because the number one thing the enemy uses is our minds. And if our minds are full of prayer and praise, Satan can't get to us. All forms of temptation must be resisted, or our thoughts will become deeds. Those deeds will then become sin, and that sin will become bondage. There's so many people enslaved in bondage today with mental illness, depression, oppression. Again, last week we talked on suicide. Those are all fiery darts that Satan's throwing against us. It's not nothing on the earth. It's spiritual, and we need to pray in the Spirit and put on the armor to keep Satan from attacking us. Paul instructed the believers that we need to cast down our imaginations. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, and every wrong thought that attempts to become superior to God's knowledge. When we cast images down and out, then we have successfully defeated one of the darts in which Satan has tried to throw at our shield of faith. Here are only a few of mental attacks that Satan uses against us today. So many people walk around with fear. That's in 2 Timothy 1:7. Lust of the flesh. 1 John 2:16, sudden burst of anger, Matthew 5:22, oppression, Acts 10:38. 90% of people walking around today are walking around defeated because they're feeling condemnation from the sins they're committing, 1 John 3:20-22. Again, the scripture tells us the sword of the Spirit, or the weapon of the Holy Spirit, as he is the agent who inspired the prophets to write the Word of God. As a defensive weapon, the Word of God defends your heart against lies and deceptions from the enemy. It also defends the mind against mental attacks and is a weapon to defend against the powers of temptation. It has within its spiritual DNA the power to resist, restrain, and rebuke the devil. As an offensive weapon, the Word of God attacks the power and presence of sin as it cuts into the human spirit and begins to extract the sin influence out of our inner man. The Word of God is an offensive weapon to sickness, and it becomes, I'm sorry, my dear, I'm getting off here. Forgive me. The Word of God attacks the power and presence of sin as it cuts into the human spirit, and it begins to extract the sin influence out of our inner man. The Word of God is an offensive weapon to sickness, and it becomes a scalpel of the great physician to eradicate sickness and disease out of the human body. The Word of God is also an offensive, protective weapon to guard against thoughts of suicide or seduction, as it cuts into the channels of our mind. The Word of God divides the soul from the spirit. That's in Hebrews 4:12. Carnal mind from the spirit man. The Word of God redeems, reconciles, renews, and repairs us. This is not on the list for the armor of God, but I think praise is also a weapon of warfare. High praises are the exalted words of praise from our hearts to God. And the two-edged sword, again, is the Word of God, which is used when engaging in battles. Notice here that the spoken word and our worship release spiritual authority on earth to bind the enemy. Praise and worship daily opens us up closer to God. A bound person cannot free a bound person. Only a free man can deliver a bound man. Worship invites the Holy Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Our praise becomes the javelin that confronts the circumstances and the spiritual powers of darkness and brings liberation to you and those around you. Prayer and worship must become a part of the believer's armor and lifestyle. As these power twins of the Christian walk not only express our wishes and worship to God, but also create the atmosphere of faith and power to break off the chains and smash prison doors to have men and women bound today. This body armor is designed to help a believer to stand firm and unmovable in the evil last days, Ephesians 6:13. Again, we must put on the whole armor of God and never leave our homes without it. I don't know if there's listeners out there that would like to call in and have prayer or talk on our subject, but if they would like to call in, the number is 347-308-8837. And do you have any words you would like to say on the subject, Montel?
You pretty much touched base on all the truth that we need to be prepared, and something I encourage people in is when you know it's attack of the enemy, when you feel things taught in your mind, things that you know God wouldn't put there, things that are evil, things that are disruptive, maybe the enemy tries to destroy your marriage, try to get you to look at pornography, tries to get you hooked on addictions, whatever it is, it comes down to a choice. You have the power to say yes or to say no. You have to rebuke him immediately. You command it. Don't just talk. Command him to get thee behind me. In fact, Jesus Christ in the Word of God, when he was coming through and tempting him when he was with his disciples, he himself rebuked him. We have to learn to rebuke him, plead the blood over our minds, over our lives, over our families, over our homes, in every aspect. If you give the devil an inch, I'm going to tell you, he's going to take a mile. And when you're down at the bottom, he's going to kick you and try to take you down more. But even in the valley, remember, God is still the same God that's on the mountaintop when you have victory. You still have the same power. Even though we feel defeated, I encourage you to shield yourself with army, or the armor, and be a part of the army of God. And know you're not alone. When you have brothers and sisters in Christ, there is strength in numbers. They will pray for you. When you call upon him, draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. You just have to put on the mindset and remember that every action has a reaction. So if you start giving in to the enemy and he sees that you're going to, he's just going to try to take you and tear you apart, break you down, and get you to the place where you're so far down that maybe you'll lose your way and never get back on the right path. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Don't let him be that power in your life. Look at him as a little kitten, and you're the big lion that God created you to be, to roar, rebuke him, and use that power going forth. Don't walk around defeated. Start doing the devil stomp, and know that we have victory through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And right now,
my
is there any callers
are listening?
I know we have some people online. Some people just like to listen and not call in. But again, the number is 347-308-8837. And I really want to encourage you to join in. We love your comments. We love your suggestions. We love your testimonies. If you have prayer, we are here to pray with you. And I thank God for this teaching tonight. It's much needed. And also, I want to request prayer for all of our needs to be met. We're going down to Kansas City, Missouri this weekend. My husband and I and my son and his fiance. My husband and I is going to be at a big ministry event this weekend. And I really want you to pray for God's will to be done out there, for, like I said, all of our needs for our travels and why we're there to be met, for our safety in travels, and keep us lifted up. We want to reach souls this week, and there's over 100 vendors and various ministries. There's 12 hours of worship music. I encourage you, if your listeners are around Smithville, Missouri, come out and be a part of the Christian family-filled day out there. It's going to be an amazing time, opportunity to share your ministry, to reach the lost, and just all come together, as Minister Darlene was sharing, in one accord, and be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ work, and I'm excited about it. We leave Friday, and we'll come back in on Sunday evening, so please do keep all that in your prayer. I really greatly appreciate that.
My
Are
show
you still
was
there,
short
darling?
Tonight. Yes, I'm still here, honey. I was having problems yesterday and problems with my phone that had me distracted for hours, so my show was not very long tonight, but I did want to go ahead and do it and tell people that they need to be prayed up and put on the armor of God when they step out of bed, because before you make your coffee, before you wash your face, before you put your clothes on, the best way to start your day is to be armored up, because you don't know when you walk out that door. There's people that drive crazy. I've almost got hit two or three times this week. They don't pay attention, and different things. You got to keep prayed up, because you never know when you walk out of your house if you're going to walk back in. And if you have on the armor of God, you have God's protection with you as you go throughout the day.
Amen, amen. And we got to be prepared, just like you said. We got to be prepared. And I haven't got anything else to share tonight, sis. If you don't, we can go out with a beautiful worship song from one of my dear brothers in from Africa, Phil Roberts. I love this song. It's one of his originals. And we really do serve a mighty God. And me and Minister Darlene love you. Please pray for her. I know what she's going through. I don't have to speak it out, and God knows. But she's definitely under the attack of an enemy. And I just want you to pray for her. Pray over all she's doing in her ministry and her life, and for the lies of the devil that's trying to come against her. And right now, Father God, I just lift up this radio ministry to you. I lift up my beautiful sister in Christ, dear God. Lord, you know every way that the enemy is trying to attack her, attack me, and every aspect that he's tried to come forth. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation. We know that we have the victory through him. We will not have spirits of fear. We know in the word it says that vengeance is the Lord thy God. And we are just putting our enemies before your feet, Father. We're going to love them, and we're going to give them to you, Father, so that we do not sin in anger, Father God. Lord, I just pray for new numbers, new callers, for new anointing on every minister in this radio. I know it takes time to grow it, dear God. I'm having faith in you, dear God, that you're going to bring in hungry listeners, dear God. Everything that the enemy's tried to bring against Reaching Out Radio, we are binding on heaven as it is in earth, and we are going to have it loose, cast away in the sea, and we're asking that it not come against us again, dear God. We're trusting you to promote this station for your glory, Father God. We want the word to go to every corner of every nation. We want the ears to hear, Father God. Father, we want to be warriors. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, Father God. We're standing up tonight, and we are declaring we are victorious through Jesus Christ. The blood has covered us. We are blood-bought daughters of the Most High King. And Satan, we rebuke you, every lie that you try to bring against us in our health and our loved ones' life. In every aspect, you are a liar. We command you to get thee behind us, and we stomp you under our feet, and we command you and your angels to the pits of hell. You have no control over our life, and we're going forth in victory. We are going to keep going forth in God's will, taking the word forth and trusting God. We're pleading a hedge of protection all around us, praying for our travels this weekend. We're going to minister. There's going to be souls saved, dear God, and we're going to be lights going forth. We thank you for using us. Grow us in our anointing. Use us in your perfect will. Cast out things that are unpleasing to you, Father God, and fill us with new and better things, Father. Father God, I just pray for listeners that are listening, dear God, that you open their hearts to receive the word, dear God, that it'll be planted in their heart, dear God, because we know the word doesn't come back void. Dear God, that you, we know that you, dear God, will bring the rain and you will bring it into harvest, dear God. We want to see people saved and not go into hell. Help us to clothe ourselves daily in your armor and armor up and be prepared for battle, because we know your word is our sword and we have our shield and our helmet, dear God, and we're marching on in victory. In Jesus' name and in your perfect will, I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer. And I'm praying for your mother that the Lord will touch her and keep her food down and watch over her and protect her. And pray for me for transportation, because I've tried two different vehicles and their tires aren't good and mine aren't good, but I am still trying. I'm getting down there this weekend to join you to praise and worship and stand for our ministries down there in Missouri.
I'll be praying for you, sis. I love you. And also want to invite everybody tomorrow night at the same time at 6, Sister and Deacon and Evangelist Linda Carrazes. She will be teaching on the Sanballats and Tobiah. And we also will have a special airing Friday morning before we leave on our trip at 7 with Sister Pearl Corbin. She usually teaches on Sunday nights, but we won't be here. So she's going to go live on Sunday morning. I'm going to refeed that as an automatic RSS feed, so she'll be on Friday, and you can hear her again on Sunday. And I'm going to have a special episode uploaded for Saturday, because I want to keep the word going forth. It's all about God's glory and reaching the lost. And know that we love you, but God loves you more. Don't back down when God is backing you up. As long as there is a breath in you, there is hope to repent, get your sin under the blood, be saved, redeemed, and set free. Hallelujah. Know that you are of great worth, created for a purpose and a plan. Please let God fulfill that purpose he created in your life. God bless you all, and have a very blessed evening. Again, this is your host, co-host, Evangelist Montel Fills, and your host has been Minister Darlene Morgan tonight. Thank you so much, sis, for your beautiful message tonight. And as I said, I want to share one of my dear brothers in Christ song going out. It's entitled Mighty God by Phil Roberts, all the way out of Africa and on fire, man of God. And is there anything else you want to say, sis, before we go into closing?
No, just God bless everybody and have a wonderful night and a wonderful week.
I love you. I'm praying for you, sis.
Love you too, hon. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Declare your might. The earth proclaim you a glorious, oh yeah.
What a mighty God, what a mighty God.
He is keeping up his prophecy over all the enemy. What a mighty God we serve, with a voice like thunder, going of all the enemies. What a mighty God we serve. He is created in heaven, watching over you and me. What a mighty God we serve. He is building a world, protecting you and me. What a mighty God we serve.
Beautiful song from my dear brother in Christ in Africa, Phil Roberts. What a mighty God we serve. God bless you all. Have a very blessed night ahead of you. And just keep on keeping and know you can tap into the power of God. When you're too weak to walk, trust me, He will carry you. For in our weakness, His strength is made perfect. Good night. God bless.